There are some caveats to using MRMS in identifying new cells. The reflectivity analysis smooths the highest peaks by sometimes up to 10 dBZ. Thus, that requires a mental adjustment to thresholds that you might have set. Also, a new scan from a single radar may show you development of an elevated precipitation core, but this new data may have missed the listening period of the MRMS with the same time label as the single radar elevation scan. I illustrate this point here with a reflectivity cross-section from the Jackson, Mississippi radar, KDGX, showing an elevated core where reflectivity exceeds 50 dBZ for the 2047 Zulu scan, and that cuts across the minus 20 degrees Celsius level. This data appeared in the 2050Z MRMS reflectivity at minus 20 degrees Celsius, but not at the 2048Z product. Add a typical 3-minute latency, and it may be up to 6 minutes before you see the onset of this core. Thus, there is one more reason to reduce your reflectivity threshold for identifying new updrafts as you look at MRMS. Now, given these caveats, when you need a single display for identifying new updrafts, the MRMS is the go-to product suite. And frequent updating means you can establish a trend more quickly, even if you do have to reduce your reflectivity thresholds.